Well, good morning. It's noisy. It's 7:52 a.m. on August the 27th, 2021, a Friday. I think all those numbers are right. 7:52, 8:27:21. And my allergies are kicking up. I assume they're allergies. I only ever have a runny nose when I come outside, apparently. Or when I eat hot food. So, I almost lost this morning already. I stopped getting up and checking email first thing. I get up and I fix my toast, I have my coffee, and then I sit down in the living room, away from my computer. Morning. Good morning. And of course I read. And once I get sucked into a book, then it's like flow state. I have no idea how much time has passed. I even have the clock running on the top of my app. Doesn't help. I just get sucked into the book. So I just finished, it's book two, I think it's book two, for the Mayor of Noobtown. I'm not sure what the actual series name is. Ryan Rimmel, R-Y-A-N-R-I-M-M-E-L-L, I think so. First book was, well, the sample was a little rough in the beginning, but it got better. And I dove right into book two, finished book two, which I think I just finished, Village of Noobtown. If it's the second one or the third one. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've just been screaming through them. And in spite of that, I still put in 3 or 4 hours yesterday on the new Ishmael book. I actually owe The Wizard's Cat to Podium. I should probably get that going as well. lots of work trucks around here this morning. Oh, it's probably because they're going to paint the lines. Let's try to figure out what the heck was going on. There's stacks of cones at each intersection. I just saw a guy pull up and get out with his traffic control sign. Good morning. So, yeah, you almost lost me to Noobtown. The problem with this reading Gamelit, RPG Lit, is that now I want to play one of these games. I don't know what games are available. I need something that has a good skill tree. I need something that has crafting. One of the things that I really like about Skyrim Special Edition, Skyrim SE, was the ability to work on skills that let me forge better weapons and enchant them, which required me to have a pretty deep skill tree in both smithing, which is the construction part, enchanting, and alchemy. But once I got those skill trees up, it was pretty cool. I liked the opportunity to work up through the tree. I think I played 3 or 4 games all the way through. Well, there isn't really an end in Skyrim, so you could just keep going. I never got a character much above level 100, but I understand you can go. Maybe it's highest level 200, I don't know. I don't know what the upper limit is, I never hit it. My kids laugh at me because whenever I start a new game, first thing I do is look for crafting, look for the mining, look for how do I build stuff? How do I make things? That's why modded Minecraft kept my attention for so very, very long. First, there was no story to worry about. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Ghost. There was no story to hold me back, to focus my attention. I could just pretty much literally open world. I could just keep building a building and building and building until I got tired of it. And using modded Minecraft, I had a whole collection of building mods. Some of them were more frustrating than others. One of my favorites, ironically, one of my favorites was the Skyblock. Skyblock. He started with a tree in a block of soil. And if you fell off, and it floated on a platform of rock. If you fell off the edge, you fell off the edge and died. Anything you had on you at that point was lost. But you started with a block of soil and a tree. And you had to survive and grow and expand. And it went through, I don't know, four or five or six of the major add-ins. So there was a magical, there was mechanical, oh God, there was mechanical. There was storage. Five or six levels of inventory control. Automation. Okay, how do I automate this? How do I make this happen automatically? Once you got something automated, it was pretty easy to overwhelm everything. So once you automated the early things, you had to automate the later things in order to keep from filling up all of your storage and having everything come crashing to a halt. The other benefit, which is also probably for me a weakness, is that it was easy to go into Minecraft and forget everything. Just everything went by. Minecraft was where I went when I just didn't want to deal with the world. It was a pretty reliable indicator of my mental condition when I went into Minecraft. My mental state was not great. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. That sun is pretty hot. ...807, 808. There's still plenty of shade, but yikes. To a lesser extent, Fallout 4 with some of the DLCs The thing about the there was an automation one, which allowed you to automate things, but unlike Minecraft, where if you automate it, quite frequently you got a bonus to production. At least it didn't run at a deficit. In Fallout 4, the advantage to automation was convenience. So if you needed, you always need ammo in Fallout 4. So if you put up an ammo factory, all you got was convenience. It wasn't actually as efficient. It took more materials. If I remember correctly, it took more materials. There was almost nothing you could do in automation that would earn you coins. It was always more efficient to sell the raw materials than it was to make something with them. Which was why I really liked EVE Online until they gimped it to the point where it's just not playable anymore. At least, not playable the way I want to play it. Let me put it that way. Because there's a lot of people who still love EVE Online because they really love the adrenaline rush. They really love the, oh my God, I'm going to die and lose everything. And I'm going to fight with other players because I don't know why, because I never did get PvP. I never did understand it. Still don't. It's a bigger challenge. Okay. Maybe I'm just too empathetic. Maybe it's like I can't. Player characters are not like NPCs. They weren't generated just for me to slaughter them. They weren't made so that I could blow them up. And EVE Online, it's just almost all. Well, we're going to do it so you have to. So we're going to make it so that a big part of the game is you finding other people, hunting them down, and killing them. And in spite of the fact that I really don't like that part of the game, I had been able to ignore it long enough to get a lot of satisfaction out of mining and manufacturing. I have a lot of blueprints. I can make a lot of stuff. I still have, unless somebody's declared war on me and killed them off, but I still have factories in space that give me bonuses. But getting materials is like, it's no longer relaxing. It's now, I have to worry about the people who live to blow up my miners just because they can blow up their miners, even if when blowing them up, they themselves get killed. They've removed most of the penalties for having negative security status. So if you're really evil, if you're playing a really evil character, and by evil, it's basically you live to blow people up. It used to be that you couldn't go everywhere in EVE. You had to stay out of sight. And they've taken that away. And then they've added these, I don't know what you call them, Trigvalians or some such shit. a new class of NPC that's stupidly difficult to deal with. They're like NPC gankers. They've even disrupted the lines of traffic, so you can't get to some places without being put at risk for being jumped. It's just not any fun anymore. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.